I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J-Day.
Of J-Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams with our weekly real estate podcast. Before we get to homes and houses, Jay, we are coming into the final game of the preseason, and then the Ravens and Redskins kick it off. And you are an unabashed Baltimore Ravens football fan.
Love them. I'm a little worried. You know, our offense is a little scary this year, but regardless, I love them. You know, I've been to both preseason games. Both of them were a little rough, but we pulled it out. Our defense is looking good, but I'm super excited about the football season starting again.
The defense looks solid.
Yes.
It looks like they got a coach in Terrell Suggs, something for these guys to look up to, and they are playing like wild men. That is a cool defense.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It looks like they're getting back to their roots on that, but you know, the offense, you know, I said, I love the Ravens, so I won't talk too bad, but I'm concerned.
If it's going to be the hammer, Ryan Mallett, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I agree.
And we're going to go to the Steeler game this year together. Is that correct?
Always. That's our tradition.
That's our tradition. When is the home game there at M&T Bank Stadium? Do you know?
I don't. Off the top of my head, no, I do not know. It's in the earlier part of the year, earlier part of the season, I'm pretty sure, though.
And I think they go to Heinz on Christmas Day, Christmas night?
Yeah, I think there's, yes.
Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh, Ravens, Heinz Stadium, Christmas night. That would be an event.
Oh, it will be, yeah.
Jay, we were talking to people over the weekend at different events, and even right here in the building, people going through taking care of a sick loved one, of a sick parent. What are we going to do with mom's property? Everybody is arguing, what do we do? Do we just sell the house as is? Do we get this property together? Are we going to move them into a nursing home? And evidently, they don't listen to our podcast.
We've talked about it, but it's a very relevant thing. And I know when you talk about it on air and give some of the stories of what's happened, our phones ring off the hook because people are confused and they don't know what to do, and they need guidance in these situations of what are my options. You know, there's no money. There's a house. The house hasn't been updated since the 70s. It's loaded with stuff. What do we do? How do we get rid of it? What is the time frame? What's required? And even understanding the whole process itself it's a little bit overwhelming because, as you can imagine, if you're in the situation, you have the emotions involved as well. And then you've got multiple, you know, it depends. If you've got brothers and sisters and there's multiple people with the estate and how to handle everything, it's really stressful. And, you know, sometimes it's not even that it's an estate yet. The mom or dad is still alive, but they need the money to be able to have them in a nursing home because they don't have the funds to be able to keep them where they need to be. And the only funds they're sitting on are these properties.
I understand that you do get calls about inherited properties. We need to sell it. We want to move it fast. We want to get this behind us. So this is when mom and dad go away. The kids have all left. I understand that these young kids, they're not interested in the old homestead. And they're not interested in what's inside the old homestead anymore, passing down family furniture and heirlooms.
Now, you'd be amazed. I mean, we've talked about one of your listeners before. She actually popped out and saw us at the Patty Pilates thing again. Goldie before, she had contacted us, and she was in charge of the estate. She had her mom's house on South Street that needed to be sold. And it was the same thing. She had a ton of stuff in that house. And, no, you know, they maybe picked out a few things, but the amount of things that were left in there, she didn't know what to do with. So not only did we help give her the guidance of getting the home sold, we also assisted with getting her in touch with the type of people that were needed to get things out of there. Because, you know, you look at this house and you know, Tom, a lot of people, their parents or their grandparents might not be hoarders, but they just don't get rid of things. You know, you start finding as people get older, they start collecting things, they throw less things away. The next thing you know, you've got, you know, a 4-bedroom house or a 3-bedroom house, and it's loaded and there's one person living there.
Number one, I understand it's important to have a will. Do you and your people have to refer to the will before you can make any moves on this?
Yeah, what we end up doing is we deal with a title company. They do the research to see how everything is held, and then they check with the estate and the will. We send everything over to them to make sure everything is fine for the courts, because in order to transfer this property or even to hire us to list it to sell, we need to make sure that we're dealing with the people that have the rights to be able to sell the property and transfer it to someone else. That's a whole other process in and of itself.
You mean mom and dad may have to put the title into somebody else's name before it can be sold?
No. It depends on how the will is written or if there's an estate. All of that is with those types of papers. But sometimes we have situations where someone's passed away, and let's say we had one of these, I think it was last year, where they weren't married, but they were, they were partners, and he passed away maybe 5 years ago, and then she just passed away. But because of how they held tenancy, we had the paperwork for who was handling the estate for her, but then the way they held tenancy, his part of the estate was inherited by his children. So there were multiple parties that weren't even related that had to be involved to authorize the sale and to make everything happen. So we had to deal with two different families, two different parties, and like I said, the one passed away, 5 years ago, but they still had rights to the estate based on how tenancy was held. And the way everything read, if he passed away, she was able to stay in the house 100%, no problems. But when she passed away or when she sold, the rights went back to the person who, his kids, and they were due a portion of the proceeds.
I've gone through this recently in my personal life. Some colleagues in the building right now are going through it. Once one of the adults gets very ill, I mean, maybe terminally ill, maybe not, you should look ahead to the future and call J-Day so that when the time comes and things are most emotional of all, you can be informed and be able to talk with clarity to all your family members and everybody involved.
Oh, yeah. It's a really crucial time. I mean, I'll never forget. It was, again, another one of your listeners over in Howard County. And she was alive, but her husband passed away. And it was a big estate. It was 10 plus acres. She had to sell. She couldn't keep the place up. And she had, it was a ton of kids. And, we had to do this whole consultative approach. And just because you call us doesn't mean that we think you're going to sell right away. With that person specifically, from the time we met with them to the time we put the house on the market, it was over a year. Because we're in no rush to push you through things. Our goal is to be here to guide, to help, to inform, and then be there when the time is ready and then make sure everybody's on the same page.
You want to get good reviews when it's done so that people say, man, you got to call this guy. They helped us from the beginning. They didn't pressure us to sign anything. They gave us advice on how to proceed from here without any timeline because nobody knows when all these things are going to come to a head.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing that we really need to do, and that's the bad part about the industry, and people look at realtors as salespeople, like used car salesmen. And a lot of people are looking for the quick and easy. We don't have that approach. I mean, we really don't. Our job is to really sit there and listen, try to help figure out what people's plan is and put a plan of action in place to get them to where they need to be. I can't tell you. I mean, there's a ton of people that call in your listeners and they're curious, should I sell? Should I not sell? And after we talk with them, they're always so happy and surprised. We're like, we sometimes get them solutions where they don't need to sell because they don't want to. And if we can find a way to help them stay where they want to be, that's a win for us as well, because our job is to service, the clients, your listeners, and to take good care of them. Not everybody needs to move or has to move right away.
Have you ever heard about an unscrupulous agent show up at a funeral and maybe pass a card out?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it happens. The funny thing is, Tom, people see us and will see me. And if I happen to have a Day Home Team shirt on or something, I don't even carry, and I shouldn't admit this, but I don't even carry my business cards.
I should carry your business cards around.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer that, I don't know, if you need me, I'm here for you, but I'm never going to push anything upon you and make you do something that doesn't make sense. And, I have people ask all the time and I joke and I'm like, shockingly, no, I don't. However, let me put you in my phone. I'll give you my contact information and we'll have somebody reach out to you.
And so this is a real estate agent that will give you advice and you're not even on the clock, because eventually if it's going to be a hassle, you don't want to deal with this.
Yeah. I mean, the key is to try to be there to help people. And, you see it all the time. You hear it from your listeners. I love being at the events with you because you get to see some of the people come up and actually, see you face to face and tell you what it was like working with us and their experience. And I think that's what sort of made you and I working together so long so easy. I mean, this isn't even, it's not like work. You know we're taking care of your listeners. we love taking care of them, and you know, it's a win for everybody.
J-Day and the Day Home Team for advice in one of the toughest times of your life for one of the biggest decisions you're ever going to make, selling a home. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm J-Day.
Home of the Week.
Home of the Week. Again, another one of your listeners. I love it. 8821 Orndorff Road in Thurmont. A great rancher. Built in 79. This place is 4 bedrooms, 2 full baths. Listed at 245. This home will not be on the market long. It just went on. We've got a lot of activity. If you're thinking about looking, like I said, it's got a separate garage, an attached garage as well. It's on over an acre. 245 detached home in Thurmont on Orndorff Road.
You got to move fast. It's not going to be there long. I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day
with our real estate podcast. Thank you for listening.